This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Jeez, I just realized I deployed the finger gun during Saturday Night Special Shine on Twitch.
Careful, John Morant.
Twitch or YouTube. So apologies to John Morant. Better go with the finger grenade next time. It's a two for Tuesday, and I will have a code word for you in about 10 minutes, and then you can use that all day long to win Red Sox tickets. Yes, Sean.
Speaking of the finger gun, Courtney, you would know this because you watched last night. Didn't somebody show up with like a gun holstered umbrella?
Oh, I didn't see that. I had to switch over to the Celtics game, so I didn't really watch as much of the red carpet as I would have liked to.
Oh, okay.
If you want, when you're done with your lead, I have some video from last night from the Met Gala that I can share with you, Courtney.
Oh, okay.
Since it was your lead yesterday.
Yeah.
So, but they had an umbrella in a holster.
Well, yeah, it was like in like the handle of the umbrella looked like the handle of like a classic revolver.
Okay.
Oh, excellent. Oh. Okay. All right. Well, we were in the middle of this morning's leads, and Courtney is up next. Good morning and hello.
Good morning. Hello, everybody. Greg brought up the situation between Joe Mazzulla and Jaylen Brown when he was being taken out of the game. Seemed like he didn't want to come out, so he got a little chippy with Joe Mazzulla. Now, after the game, he was asked the question that we've been asking all morning about the threes continuing to fire away at them, even though they're not falling. I thought his answer was pretty telling.
Yeah, in those moments when the other team got momentum, we can't just fire up threes, you know, to break up momentum. You got to get to the free throw line, get to the paint, get to the basket, maybe get a easy two, you know what I mean, hit some free throws, and then maybe the next three-pointer feels a little bit better. I feel like we just settled in the second half a lot, but we'll look at it and we'll make adjustments.
To me, that's a direct call-out of one's head coach. And, you know, people can call, they can tweet, they can text in saying, you got to put it on the players, you got to put it on the players. Well, there's a player right there telling you that they can't do what they did last night. They can't continue to hawk up these threes instead of getting in the paint and in tiring out the opposing team. To me, this was a direct what's the word I'm looking for? Direct command from Joe Mazzulla to these guys to continue going after the threes. They can't continue to do that.
So you're suggesting that Joe Mazzulla is telling those guys, you must continue to hawk up threes.
Yeah.
And Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown have no say in the matter when it comes to Joe Mazzulla and what they're doing.
I don't know if you listened to the same thing I just listened to.
Oh, I did. Yeah, no, I'm right here. Yeah. I listened to the same exact thing you did.
To me, Jaylen Brown did not want to do that and does not want to do that moving forward.
Well,
so
why is he doing it?
Yeah, I mean, I put that on the
players. That's the game plan.
Sorry. Yeah, but
well,
I think,
of course you do. You're a Joe Mazzulla stan.
No, but even though I think Joe at times is wrong for, and I said it, making excuses for after the game to be like, we got good open looks. You were able to do it in the Orlando series. So as players, when it's not falling, you don't have to shoot a three-pointer.
But I'm with Courtney on this in that I think Jaylen Brown is not the one that gets to orchestrate how the offense is set up every night.
Correct.
I think that is the would-be Jason Tatum is the guy that directs how the game is played. And okay. Jaylen Brown is sitting back.
So Jaylen Brown falls in line. So the first,
you told,
the
wait, first, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on,
the
hold on,
first
hold on.
Play
it's my
out
lead.
Of the
it's
gate.
My lead. It's my lead. We've been talking over and over again about how Jaylen Brown has fallen in line. He's bought into the role that Joe Mazzulla wants him in. He's number two behind Jason Tatum, and that's all fine. I think it's quite interesting that during the game when Joe Mazzulla took him out and they got a bit chippy, to immediately after when asked about the threes not falling and them continuing to shoot them, to say they cannot do that. That movie.
That's on the play. So the first play out of the gate in the third quarter, Jaylen Brown hawks up a three-pointer.
Correct.
So that's Joe Mazzulla as soon as he comes out at halftime going, hey, listen, we get the we get possession in the third quarter. Jaylen, pull up a three-pointer.
Yeah, I mean, I think the disagreement is Curtis is suggesting it's Tatum.
Yeah, I think that
you're
it's
saying it's Joe Mazzulla.
Right.
From the top, yeah.
But Curtis is Curtis might be right. It might be
so
Jason.
Now Tatum's the might one who's telling guys what to do.
No, I think at halftime, Mazzulla and the statisticians or the stat weasels inside the Celtics, you know, locker room say, well, they're bound to fall now. We've missed whatever it was. They were 6-for-17 or something in the first half. I don't know the exact number. So shoot them. They're gonna start falling. So that's what Jaylen Brown does. Mm. Like, I don't think that this is some rocket science. And the other thing is, flip this. Wiggy wants to credit Mazzulla.
No, I'm not.
On my podcast, Aspire With Em Agreed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire With Em Agreed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
No, saying that, but you're trying to, don't put words in my mouth.
Right.
I said
he has plenty of words already
exactly.
in his mouth.
Exactly.
They're ready to come out at any moment.
I'm going to tell you right now, you better not get this twisted.
No. I said in the first series, they did a good job of not relying on the three-pointers when Orlando was making it tough for them to shoot threes. The Knicks don't make it tough for them.
Right.
But you as a team and as players have to start to say, they're not falling for us, or we got this little bit of a run. We're up by 20. Now there's a few shots that are not falling for us, so let's get to the free throw line. Let's take high percentage shots.
I just think it's very interesting just 2 years later, when 2 years ago when they got bounced from the playoffs, we all were asking for Joe Mazzulla's job because he continued to want them to shoot threes even though they weren't falling. It's the same coach 2 years later.
No, I know that,
so
but you guys make it sound like it's football and Joe Mazzulla is calling a play in the huddle and they're going out there and running a play.
So then what does Joe Mazzulla say during halftime? Do you think he said, hey, guys, the threes aren't going to work, so let's switch things up a bit?
No, I think
Because during the Orlando series, you certainly said
saying,
he told them
listen,
that.
Listen, this is what I'm saying. I think he's saying at halftime, hey, we're up by 15. The threes will eventually fall. Let's not shy away from it, which I don't think he's right for saying that. Then they get up by 20, and then I think it's so built into their mindset that, hey, we shoot the threes. This is what gets us up. And rather than, you know, say, hey, we got to turn some down because we're not making them, they continue to shoot them because after the game, every one of them to a man says, oh, we got good looks. The ball wasn't falling.
Courtney, thank you for that lead this morning. This is DJ from Hyannis. Hello, DJ.
Hey, good morning, gang.
What's up?
That's the hot cocoa I need there.
We have hot cocoa this morning.
What? She shut Wiggy down real quick. It's her lead. Wiggy, shut it down. 8-5, man. You caught all those balls in the snowball.
Right.
It's hot cocoa time, baby. Yeah. It's hot cocoa time.
Okay, all right. Hot cocoa.
Guess what, DJ? My lead's next, I don't want no chiming in.
Oh. I won't. But you two just start laughing, shutting me down.
I didn't shut you down.
You two.
I'm asking you the question.
And I'm asking you how you can go from against Orlando, Joe Mazzulla calls all the plays. He is the almighty.
I never
and then
said
in this,
Courtney, when have I ever said Joe Mazzulla calls all the plays?
I'm on your side for that because when Curtis came at you and said he is not the best head coach in NBA history, you said this season he is.
Right.
And then when Curtis asked how that makes sense, because Curtis says he could go into the locker room and be just as good of a coach.
Better.
So what?
And I said, I think
so
I agree with Curtis. He didn't design a good play at the end.
When it works for your narrative, you think that Joe Mazzulla is.
Stop trying to put words in my mouth.
You and I. Okay. Go ahead, do your lead.
And I like hot cocoa.
Yeah,
I mean, I prefer like a strawberry milk latte. But I enjoy hot cocoa, so yeah. I wasn't laughing at you.
Mm-hmm.
We can disagree with your lead, right?
Agreed. 100%.
Okay. Right. That's and you ain't gonna side me under your breath like, oh, we're not gonna talk about this. We're gonna be like, blah, 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 blah. And that's all I'm saying. I don't think Mazzulla is telling Tatum and Brown what shots to take.
Mm-hmm.
I think he does allow them to shoot threes, which I think is wrong at times. But all I'm saying is, I don't believe Curtis, where Tatum's like, all right, we're going out here and shooting threes and everybody else is falling in line.
I have two words that Mazzulla could have said at halftime to prevent the comeback.
Arriba, arriba. True.
Arriba, arriba. All right, we got to take a quick break. But we will get to Wiggy's lead.
That we will.
Coming up in a moment. And then my lead. And I'm going to stop the fighting during my lead because it appears to me, oftentimes, life imitates art. But sometimes art apparently imitates life. And we got addicted to a television show. Curtis is correct. It was on Hulu. One season in. And it appears that what we thought was fantasy on that television program may actually be real life. So I will get to that during my lead coming up next.